Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 37. Yesterday in chapter 36, we read about King Sennacherib and the Assyrians approaching Jerusalem and sieging it and causing disaster potentially on that city. And we heard about the letter that the message that was sent from Sennacherib to King Hezekiah of Jerusalem and Judah, and despising God. And so now in 37, we see Hezekiah's response to that letter. And so he seeks out advice from the right place. He seeks the Lord. And so he goes to Isaiah the prophet. He sends messengers to Isaiah. And the initial response from Isaiah was noted in verse 6. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Do not be afraid. God says that to us. Don't be afraid. And then he tells Hezekiah, this is what's going to happen. He will hear certain news. He will return to his own land. There I will cause him to be killed, God said. And so really God is telling Hezekiah, nothing's going to happen. In fact, judgment is going to come on him. And that's number one. And number two is also thinking about Hezekiah, again, a second prayer to the Lord after Sennacherib sent another letter. And look at the faith and the trust that Hezekiah has in the Lord. Verse 20, the very last words of that prayer. Now, Lord, our God, save us from his power, and let all the kingdoms of the earth know that you are the Lord, and you alone. If God saved Jerusalem at that moment, then he would not just be saving Israel, showing his power to Israel, to his people, but to the world. That he is God who does care for his people. He is mighty God that can handle even the mightiest earthly powers. And so the news of the Lord's victory would be heard throughout the known world as news spread. And so finally, number three, the Lord replies. The Lord replies to Hezekiah. And his reply is simply a message of judgment against Sennacherib. It's like he was speaking to Hezekiah, but he had a message for Sennacherib, and he spoke it to Hezekiah to give him that comfort. And at the very end of that message, God said, he will not enter this city, verse 33. He will not shoot an arrow there. He will not advance against it with a shield, and he will not build a siege ramp against it. He will go back by the same route that he came, and he will not enter this city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, for the sake of my servant David. And so God answers that prayer. And the rest of the chapter, the last few couple verses, is how God did that. And that he just, the angel of the Lord went and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp overnight. And when Sennacherib got up the next morning, his men were gone. His men were defeated. His army was defeated, and so he returned back to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, in shame, and then at some point later killed by his own sons. So judgment on Sennacherib for his blasphemy and despising the Lord and for his attack on God's people. And yet Hezekiah, his trust was not put in the wrong place. It was in the right place. The Lord answered his prayer. Just as the Lord remains with us, and he answers our prayers for our blessing and our eternal good, because he sees and knows, and we know that he is our God, and he has come already to save us through Christ. May God be with you today.